The Mishnah in Masechta Gittin, Daf Yoreh Beis, teaches us, Kol Hashtaros Ha'olam Ba'Kos Sh'Oiv D'Kachavim, all documents that are sealed and delivered in the courts of the Akum, Afal Pi She'Chasmeihem Oiv D'Kachavim, and the signatories, the witnesses signed to those shtaros, are Akum, D'Alocha is K'sherim. They're still considered kosher, chutz migitei noshim v'shechurei avodim, except for gitei noshim v'shechurei avodim that are disqualified when they were processed in court. Shimon Omer af elu k'sherim, even gitei noshim v'shechurei avodim that were processed in a non-kosher, in a akum court, in the court of akum, is kosher. The only time that they are disqualified is when they were not done in court, but rather they were done in hedjit. So the Gemara begins. Kapasik v'tani. Our Mishnah said a rule, loishna mecher v'loishna matana. There are all types of shtaros. The Tanakhama says, are fine, whether it's a shtar mecher, a shtar to affect the sale, or a shtar that is affecting a gift. So ask the Gemara, Bishlam mecher, I could understand, ask the Gemara, why a shtar mecher is acceptable. Michiyov zuzi kamayu, as soon as the money is delivered, and as a machlokes rishonim, doesn't mean that the court actually sees the exchanging of money, or is it adequate that the court knows because both parties agree that this happened? Who the kanah? The kinyan is really accomplished by the transfer of fund. V'shtar, and the shtar is only raya ba'alma. And that's why we could rely on the shtar, even though it was made by the akum, the loyov zuzi kamayu, if this indeed had not happened, that they had indeed transferred money, they would have never put their name to a shtar, which was not true. Because feeling like shtara, and therefore the shtar could be written and accepted. Elo matono, asked the Gemara, when we talk about a shtar matono, but my kakani, what is affecting the kinyan? What creates the kinyan? Bahai shtara. The shtar creates the kinyan. Bahai shtara, asked the Gemara, chas b'balmahu, since it was written in a court of Akum. Answers the Gemara, Am Shmuel, Dina de Machusadina. Dina de Machusadina teaches us that even a shtar that's written in a court of Akum has authority. V'bayi seima, t'ni chutz m'kigitei noshim. That not only are gitei noshim excluded, but even shtar matana. Because shtar matana is similar to gitei noshim. Because whereas a shtar mecher is only a raya that something happened, a shtar matana, like a get, or like a shtar shichrur, is actually what's creating a situation. The get is what creates the divorce. The shtar shichrur is what creates that the eved should go free. The shtar matana creates that a matana took place here. It's not just a raya. And therefore, the halacha is that it can't be done in a non-Jewish court. There's a very fundamental machlokes rishonim in approaching this Gemara. Do we have a machlokes here? That according to the first sheet, the Dina de Machusadina says, because Dina de Machusadina, all shtaros are good, im shtar matana, and the second heretz holds no, that shtar matana is not good, or are the two terutzim not arguing? And do really everybody will agree really everybody will agree that Shtar Matana is not effective, even if we say Dina de Machlusa Dina. But in order to approach the sugya, in order to approach this question, we need to have a fundamental discussion. We go back to the Gemara on Daf Tes Amud Beis, where the Gemara taught us that a get that's written in a court of Akum is not acceptable. And we have a fundamental machloikis Rashi in Taisvis as to why not. And in understanding this machloikis, it will affect many halach lemaisis. Rashi says that the reason a get that's signed by Akum is not an effective get is because Akum, Rashi says, are not b'nei krisis. The only people who could be parties, says Rashi, to get, this is Rashi on the Aftes of the days, the very mask of Chutz Megitei Noshim, the la b'nei krisis nanu. Hoyod loy shaykh b'taris gittin v'kedushin. Akum don't have the dinim of gittin v'kedushin, so they can't be party to a get, to shtar kedushin, to shtar shichur. These are all shtaris that they have no connection to. Avla hadinim, when it comes to civil cases, the tzav b'nei noyach. The Cain says Rashi churi avodim. The kol psul daraisa, as we've learned in the Gemara, we continue learning shavu shichur leget isha the gemina lola. The halacha always connects shtar shichur to shtar get. And if, as Rashi just said, Akum are excluded from a get because they're not b'nei krisis, the kedushin, that will also disqualify them from shtar shichur. That's Rashi's approach to this sugya. Tosfos has a different approach altogether. Tosfos says the reason Akum cannot be, we cannot have Akum as Edom, because Akum alav b'nei Edus. The din of Edus wasn't said to Akum. A very, very different approach to this question. And as we approach the sugya, this question will have very significant ramification. One question is, we say, our Mishnah says, that kol ha-shtaris, that all shtaris, ha-oilim ba-kos, that are processed in non-Jewish courts, abishah chesvei mevkacham k'sheir. So the question is, so before we go further, in explaining Tosfos, so if Tosfos says, Akum, by definition, are not kosher edus, we have a very fundamental problem. If Akum by definition are not kosher edus, so now we have a question, how could a shtar that is signed by an Akum be a kosher shtar? The answer to this question, Tosfos says, is that under certain circumstances, Chazal made a takana that we could accept, the edus of Akum. Meaning that really the shtar should be puzzled. But Chazal, because they saw that it's what's smart and proper to do, under certain circumstances they said that the shtar should be good even though it's puzzled. So again, we have here a very fundamental machlokes Rashi and Tosfos that we need to analyze. According to Rashi, when the shtar has to do with dinim, midoraisa, the shtar is a good shtar, because Akum are in the parasha of dinim. According to Tosfos, Akum are excluded even from dinim. Why are Akum excluded from dinim? Because Akum are pasul edus. Just as a special din that Chazal said that by certain shtaris we will allow Akum to be accepted. So now we could have a question. The halacha is that for our shtaris, we all know, for a shtar to be considered a kosher shtar, we obviously need to have two eidim. What will be the halacha if there's only one eid? So if we learn, like Rashi will hold that you're going to have two eidim. Because Rashi is of the opinion that the shtaris of the Akum have to be treated like our shtaris, and shtaris of dinim need to have two eidim. If we're going to learn like Tosfos, that it was a special dispensation given to shtaris by certain cases, so then we're relying on Akum. If by an Akum, one eid is enough, by this shtar, one eid will be enough. And as Tosfos explains, it's a special takanah d'rabbanan that, and there's a few ways of understanding what this means. One way of understanding is that since the shtar really doesn't accomplish anything, whatever needs to be accomplished is already accomplished. Whatever needs to be accomplished is already accomplished through whatever kinyan took place. And the shtar is only as a raya that this took place. So for that, Chazal said, we could rely on the Akum. The Mordechai quotes a shita of Rabbeinu Yakir. He says that the reason Akum apostle for Edis is because they're gazlonim. However, in court, we're not worried that they're going to lie and cheat. This, says Tosfos in Masechta Bava Kamma, is the opinion of Rashi. And the way we're learning Rashi, it's very understandable. Because Rashi is saying that goyim are kosher eidus for dinim. So now Rabbeinu Yakir is explaining why they're kosher eidus. So Rashi says they're kosher eidus because they're in the parasha of dinim. But now we have another consideration. Even if they're in the parasha of dinim, why need we not be concerned that they're not, that they're gazlonim? So to that, Rabbeinu Yakir says that in court we don't have to worry about that. The Dashbats, however, has a totally different approach. And the Dashbats' approach is in line with Tosfos, is that Goyim are certainly possible. Goyim are not kosher Edom. But, says the Dashbats, when it comes to Dinei Mominus, especially the type of shtaris we're discussing, we're looking for the truth. We're not looking for emes. And when we see that this shtar was processed in the court of the Akos, and it was processed properly, and we know that when they process things properly, the halacha is we could rely on the Akum. And again, this machloikus will be relevant to another shayla that I saw as a machloikus Rishonim over. The Rishonim debate, what would be the halacha? We know, and the Gemara makes reference to it as well, that there are certain very specific halachas, as we learn through Shas, as how shtaris can be written. So the halacha is, do those halachas apply to the shtaris that were saying akosher if they were processed in akosher akum? If we learn like Rashi, then of course all the hilchos shtaris apply. It's just that here, by dinim, the Torah is telling us we can rely on the Akum. If we're saying, as the Tashbat says, as Tosfos says, because we know it's the truth, so we're relying on our objectivity, knowing that it's the truth. Another nafkamina. What will be if the Edom are krivim, the Edom are psulim? It would make a difference how we look at the shtar. Or another question. When we speak about Edom by Yisrael, the Chasam Sofer makes this point. The Chasam Sofer says that when we speak about Edom by Yisrael, there are all sorts of halacha about who becomes disqualified to be an Ed. Will that halacha apply by Shtar Shalakim? According to Rashi, I think yes. According to the Tashbats, according to Tosfos, then not. Or another question, and this goes back to what I mentioned at the beginning of the shiur. When the shtar accomplishes something, we discussed what would be the halacha by shtar matana. If we say, like Rashi, that goyim are have dinim, so matana is included in the parasha of dinim. And if matana is included in the parasha of dinim, then akum should be included, then an akum could be, we could process a shtar matana. If we say that it's a special takana, so maybe, as Tosfos says, only when the shtar is for shtar raya, that's when we're going to rely on akum. When the shtar is not a shtar raya, we can't rely on akum. And now we could understand. Tosfos will say that only by shtar raya did Chazal see the reason to trust them. But by a shtar where it's not a shtar raya, Chazal did not see the reason to trust them.